A developing story in Tacoma today, where housing advocates have taken over the long-closed Galt Middle School and demanded action on housing Tacoma's homeless population. The school's been empty since 2009. KNKX's Will James is there now and joins me live by phone. Hi, Will.
Hey, Ed.
Let's get the lay of the land first. What are you seeing there?
So I'm outside the school building, and there's a group of activists and supporters outside the front entrance. And across the street, there's a handful of police officers, just several kind of police SUVs and officers outside. I hear there are about 10 people who are unsheltered, kind of setting up inside the building. They got here a few hours ago, and they're cleaning out rooms and preparing to live here. And there have been some limited negotiations between the activists and police and other city and school representatives. And I think there are about to be some more of those talks in just a few minutes here.
I think a lot of us have a picture in our head of what a middle school looks like. This one has been closed for more than a decade. What does the physical building look like?
Yeah, so it's a two-story brick school building, and it looks like a building that's been abandoned for 11 years. There are a number of boards patching up the windows where they've been broken. I haven't been inside the building because the people who are occupying it don't want anyone inside right now, but they tell me that, you know, it's kind of messy. There's some broken glass on the ground, and they've spent a lot of the day today cleaning it up.
Tell us a little bit more about who's there right now and what they've said about their motivations.
They say they're from an encampment that was down on Tacoma's Tide Flats under a bridge. I spoke to a guy named Nathaniel Stewart, who's been homeless for about 7 or so years in Tacoma. He was waking up under the bridge every day and going to work, usually temporary labor jobs. And he says that, you know, in the few hours he's been in this building, he feels safer, he feels warmer, he feels a little more hopeful about being able to make his way out of homelessness.
And you mentioned that families are kind of setting up space, people are setting up space in there. Can you talk a little more about the living conditions?
Yeah, it sounds like they are, individual couples or individuals are claiming different rooms in the building, former classrooms, setting up mattresses, setting up cots, getting their bikes and their personal belongings kind of set up and turning it into something a little more comfortable where they might want to stay for a while.
A Tacoma School District spokesperson told the News Tribune that the building is not safe. There's asbestos, mold, some exposed wiring. Has anyone there responded to those safety concerns?
You know, I haven't heard anyone talk about that specifically yet. Again, I haven't been inside the building, so I don't know what it looks like in there. But from the people I've talked to so far, you know, they all see this as, not surprisingly, a big improvement from living under the bridge on the Tide Flats, and they say they feel safer here. And so for them, for their experience, this is a step up.
Will, thank you very much.